Hello, welcome to the Molloy podcast. You might be listening through our listener app. Welcome if you are. It's brand new. It is something that's got Molloy. It's got all the radio shows on there on this radio network. You can listen to radio stations. You can stream those. You can hear special podcasts. There's news and a whole lot more. It's the listener app. It's out now. List NR, listener. All right, let's do Clown of the Week. Let's take a look at last week's clown-worthy nominee.
There are many contenders.
The eagle has landed.
If you watch Brigerton,
decaf coffee, I think that's how you say it.
But who will it be this week?
My mum said to me, what's happening with Carl?
So I love blokes.
Time to reveal.
I can imagine Liz giving me a good whip.
Clown of the Week.
This is a bit right. Oh, no, the Maddie. Intro to Clown of the Week.
Jeepers.
Maddie's going bonkers. Here and there, and I didn't mention Week in Review in the opening too. Don't forget, that's coming up.
He puts that always, well, it's 99% you each week usually, isn't it?
Well, it's the best bits, yeah, so you'd think so, Dave.
Or Mick. No one else.
That's it. That's why you're not on the poster. Molloy, it says.
Noted.
Big picture of Australia's little sweetheart. Hey, it's time for Clown of the Week.
Yes.
And let's see. Well, we've got a caller, Tara. Hello, Tara. Who do you want to clown?
Hey, Mick. I want to clown the morons booing at the tennis.
The morons,
Victorian government.
Yeah, well, they were booing the Victorian government, but then they booed the vaccine. They basically booed science. Let's have a listen.
With vaccinations on the way, rolling out in many countries around the world, it's now a time for optimism and hope for the future.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had much time for the tennis crowd, but that is...
out of order.
What do you make of that, Tara? What are they doing?
Well, I just think, you know, without the Victorian government, they wouldn't have been there. So it's slightly ironic.
So you're going to do both? We want to clown both?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? A prize, please.
A case of Brick Lane, Tara. It's
well
perfect
done,
for
Tara.
The weekend. It's bloody
legend.
Good beer. You
knock yourself
that.
Out, Tara.
Well done.
Have a ball. Mindy's on the line. Mindy, who do you want to clown?
I want to clown the doctor that gave four times the vaccine to the aged care residents.
Yes, yeah. This is the aged care residents apparently hadn't had enough training.
No. We've only had, like, you know, 6 months to get ourselves prepared for the vaccine.
Every other country in the world's been vaccinated, but we had to wait to get the vaccine right,
yeah.
And it still wasn't enough time to train. Put it this way, if your doctor has to train to learn how to inject someone...
Yeah.
I'm not sure he's a great doctor. Have we got a comment there?
Hi, everybody.
We do. Here he is.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
The most rewarding part was when he gave me my money.
Good on you, Mindy.
Nice one.
Thanks for the call. Shirley's on the line. Oh, God.
Oh,
Shirley again. You're
nice.
Not going to clown me, are you, Shirley?
No, Mick and Dave and Team Molloy. I'm just ringing up to say thank you for the lovely flowers I received this afternoon.
Oh, you got
awesome.
Them? We shelled out from that. I made the guys put into their own pockets for that.
Yep, out of your own hard earned.
Because you said we hadn't given you the prizes that you'd won, but at least the flowers have got through, okay?
That's right. Thank you very much. Well, they were lovely, Mick.
All right, Shirley, and I apologise again for bagging out Ash Barty.
No, that's all right, Mick.
I've taken it on board. I had a bad day and I realised I was bagging a national treasure. Not on.
Yeah,
thank you for pointing
it
out.
Treasure.
Well, and she'll be back, no doubt. Good on you, Shirley.
Well
have
done,
a great
Shirley.
Hey, what are you doing on the weekend, Shirley?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, just housework mainly, Mick. That's about all.
Well, if you need a hand, Dave can come around
I'll
and
be
help
there.
Out.
No, I'll be fine.
Oh,
thank
good
you.
On you, Shirley.
Okay, bye. Take care.
What a sweetheart.
One of my favourite regular
Me
calls.
Me too.
Obviously. She does get angry,
yeah, no,
as we know.
Like
she can do it. Tiger Woods. I'd like to clown Tiger Woods for driving off the road. And,
wow.
Once again, found himself in the trees with a downhill lie. Okay. No worries. Hey, what about the bloke who did a burnout in the car park of Hungry Jack's because he couldn't get a soft serve ice cream?
The aggressive act by the driver would have probably sent smoke into the fast food restaurant. At this stage, it's not known if workers were overcome by the toxic fumes. After about 30 seconds, the burnout continued as the vehicle left a trail of black rubber through On the Run's car park. It's understood the driver ordered a soft serve ice cream at Hungry Jack's, but when they didn't have any, he was angry and did the burnout.
As I've said, let's pray that man never becomes a Mr. Whippy Van driver. Oh, that's going to be burnout. Real quick drop off for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Wait up.
Be like a pit stop.
Yeah.
Be just chucking soft serve ice creams
black,
out.
Toxic
as
smoke.
As he takes off. Well, 133353, give a score. Got time for one more
sure,
in this break. I'd like to say, Chappelle Corby.
Chappelle.
Oh, we've got a caller. I think we had. Oh, we don't have one. Here we go. The Dancing with the Stars for recruiting Chappelle Corby has a contestant. And Dave, I did promote this joke earlier.
Oh, this is the joke. All right. Yeah, okay. Well, you promoted earlier in the show, so listen up. This is a good joke.
So what I would like to say is,
here we go.
Chappelle Corby, she'll be on Dancing with the Stars, and she's already, her first dance will be the cha-cha to Boogie Woogie Boogie Board from Company B.
Yes!
If you heard that right, she'll be dancing the cha-cha to Boogie Woogie Boogie Board from Company B. How dare you, Dave? Never boing me. Never. Yellow card, Dave. Barry's on the line. Barry, who do you want to clown?
You, Mick.
What for?
That friggin' joke. That was pathetic. Come on.
Chappelle Corby.
Chappelle Corby. That was terrible.
No, hang on, mate.
Hang on.
For anyone who missed it, yeah. I said Chappelle will be her first dance will be to Boogie Woogie Boogie Board from Company B. Oh, the crowd loved it, Barry.
Yeah, your crowd.
All right, Barry, no brick lane for you.
Oh, no, case of brick lane.
What?
No, Barry, you've got a case of brick lane for the weekend. You'll love that. It's the draft, which is even better. So well done, man.
Hey, Adam, yeah, good on you, Barry. Bit of a knob, but I'll allow it. Hey, Adam Rosenbach was on the show. He brought together a great clown. He wanted to clown the cover band who were doing a cover of a song that shouldn't have been covered by a male singer.
Here's
the Divinyls, I Touch Myself.
Classic. Chrissy Amphlett, one of the greatest front women of rock.
Sexy, right?
Oh, man.
Hot, sexy.
Got it all.
And you go, wow, what a front woman. Unbelievable. Yeah, well, he saw it with a cover band led by male. He said it was not quite as seductive.
Oh, okay.
I don't want anybody else. Because when I think about you, I touch myself. I don't want anyone else. No one.
No dude should be singing
that. When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh,
thanks, sir.
Middle note, that will never be my karaoke song. Can I clown Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga?
Yeah, I do. I want to clown Lady Gaga. Well, overnight, while she's in Italy filming something, her dog walker was out walking her dogs.
Gotcha.
I think they're three French bull terriers quite exotic dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dog handler shot four times.
Oh.
The dog walker shot four times in hospital, struggling, fighting for life. Two dogs missing. Here's how it was reported.
Gaga was in Rome during the brazen dog napping. She feels somewhat helpless in Italy, but is praying for Ryan, Koji, and Gustav. A $500,000 reward is now being offered for Koji and Gustav's safe return. No questions asked.
Okay, now I've got a couple of issues with you. She's offered $500,000. Reward for the return of the dogs.
Yes.
No question asked.
Yeah.
There's a guy fighting for his life in hospital. He's been shot four times.
Yeah, drive-by.
I reckon the cops might want to ask a couple of questions. Just give me my... There's a guy, honestly...
I know. He's on a gurney right now.
Charged with walking her dogs. She's forgotten him. She's brushed him to one side and said, $500,000, just return the dogs
and
we'll forget it all
happened. What about the handler?
You can't do that.
I'm
a fan of Lady Gaga.
You are.
I like her work.
You do.
But that is bang out of order to go, there's a human fighting for his life in hospital.
The handler.
Who was doing her job.
No questions
and
asked.
And he doesn't even come up in the conversation.
You know what that is from Lady Gaga? That's shallow. That's the name of the song, Nick.
But what are you doing, Lady Gaga? You can't be
That's
doing
terrible.
That. All right,
on
let's get on
fronts.
With the Ben's on the line. Ben.
Hello, Mickey.
Hey, who do you want to clown?
Oh, I want to clown James for making his partner pay half for their anniversary.
Get in here, James.
Producer
this is
James.
A good clowning.
Fair
so
enough.
So one of our producers, James, had a big weekend at Promenade Crown.
Crown Promenade.
Not the proper crown, the like kiddie crown.
The budget one.
The budget.
We had a great time. Studio apartment, City View.
Studio apartment, City View, anniversary treat, and you made your partner go 50-50, split the bill
down the
middle.
It was more of an agreement.
It was an agreement, but it was a tawdry arrangement and not a really great thing to do for an anniversary. Or it'd be a present or a gift.
Yeah.
Well, Mickey, it sort of takes the focus off Dave's tight arse a little bit, doesn't it?
How dare you?
No, you've well, that's a good point. Hey, Slab of Brick Lane for you, Ben. Slab of Brick Lane, the draft, now available at Dan Murphy's. It's a ripper. But you split it all 50-50.
Yep.
And you feel okay with that? You don't feel in any way you've emasculated yourself?
To back up Ben's point, it's better than just getting takeaway Indian in the Dangerous Dave kind of
why
style.
Why has it all become a roast on me all of a sudden?
It's not a competition, guys. What I'm saying is it would have been a nice thing for you to do to say...
Sorry, that is my fault.
Okay, get out.
I apologise.
Get out.
Hey, no, that's just part of...
Be your other half. It'll be Crown Promenade sending through another bill.
I'm ready to... I can drop my trump card here.
What's your trump card?
So, for Christmas...
Oh, you can save this, can you?
Yeah, I can save this. Mm. Thank you, Lucy, for reminding me. For Christmas, she did get quite an expensive hairdryer from Dyson. From yours truly.
Because it's a Christmas present. Yeah,
it's what you
that's
do.
That's what you expected to
it's
do,
it's the
mate.
Season of gift giving.
No, but what did you want to do? What did you want to do? Go in halves on your own present? I'm getting you a hairdryer for Christmas. I'll need $200, please.
A Dyson hairdryer.
Yeah, but so what?
They're well sought after.
Oh, yeah, they're a bit more expensive. Yeah,
and that was only a couple of months ago. And I've paid half for the anniversary as well.
Let me say.
They're all pattern forming here.
I was going to make a goop joke, but I thought the better of it. Now, did you or did you not say that you did actually end up paying the lion's share? How? What?
For the buffet. So dropped around about $40 each. So that's, edging up on 100. For some
get
chicken
off.
Sausages and
get
hash browns.
Okay. It reflects poorly on you in this program.
Yeah.
Go away. Okay. Go and have a... Do you make it up to her? Do something
sure.
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Derek's on the line. Derek, who do you want to clown?
I want to clown the whole sad, sex-starved, very unintelligent cast of Married at First Sight.
I thought you were going to say cast of Malloy.
Sad,
unintelligent, sex-starved.
Yeah.
We tick all those boxes. Our resident expert, Whitney's online. Whitney, what was the audio you brought to us from MAFS this week?
This is from an idiot called Bryce.
Yeah.
Who answered too honestly.
Answered too honestly. It was a question box question, and you've actually put a buzzer next to everything he said that you should never say to a woman. Go.
Yeah. Am I your usual type?
It's a tough question. I'll be completely honest. Not 100%. I've always gone for the blonde hair, blue eyes, tan kind of girl, and someone slightly usually taller. But definitely when I first saw you, I was like, okay, not my type, but you have got blonde hair. She's not ugly.
Oh, the big finish. She's not ugly.
Whoa.
Well said.
Big week coming up next week on Malloy. We've got Shane Jacobson. That's Kenny. Jim Jeffries is going to join us from LA. We've got Denise Scott, Titus O'Reilly, Nerilee Meadows. Nath Valvo is back as well. Oh, man, you can't miss it. That's all happening next week with Malloy on Triple M.